AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Hundreds of people gathered on bridges in Iran as they answered the government's call to form human chains to protect the country's infrastructure. President Trump threatened on social media, a whole civilization will die tonight if Iran doesn't open the Strait of Hormuz to all shipping traffic. At the UN, U.S. Ambassador Mike Waltz says the U.S. has put forth serious diplomatic proposals.
Iran is a direct threat to international peace and security. It is responsible for its own thuggery, and it alone is responsible for the ramifications.
Iran has rejected a 45-day ceasefire and wants the war to end. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warns the U.S. that attacking civilian infrastructure is banned under international law. An Iranian envoy says Tehran will take immediate and proportionate action if the president follows through on attack threats. An Iraqi official says an American freelance journalist kidnapped in Baghdad last week has been freed. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
A powerful Iranian-backed militia group said earlier it would release Shelly Kittleson, who was snatched from a street corner. Kataib Hezbollah had not previously said it was responsible for the kidnapping, though both U.S. and Iraqi officials blame the militia. Officials within the group told the AP several of its members earlier detained by Iraq would be freed in exchange for releasing the 49-year-old Kittleson. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron says Iran has allowed two former French detainees to leave the country. They'd been holed up in French diplomatic premises since their release from prison. The trial of a Hawaii anesthesiologist accused of trying to kill his wife during a cliffside hike last year is coming to an end. Closing arguments are expected today in the case of Gerhard Koenig. This is AP News. The man convicted and then cleared in Jam Master Jay's killing could soon be freed.
A judge granting Carl Jordan Jr. $1 million bond Monday. Jordan was not automatically freed after he was cleared because he still faces drug charges unrelated to the pioneering DJ's 2002 death. For now, Jordan remains behind bars while prosecutors consider whether to appeal the bond decision. The judge giving them until Friday to decide. Some 17 of Jordan's loved ones have agreed to co-sign his bond. If released, he will be under electronic monitoring. Julie Walker, New York.
Football Hall of Fame defensive lineman Steve McMichael has been diagnosed with the degenerative brain disease, CTE. McMichael died last year at the age of 67 after a five-year fight with ALS. He pledged his brain to research. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.